Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 28, Text Number 20. Tati
Bhakti
Pada
Pada
Pita
Sava
Vayava
Vitam
Sita Vilakshay Petra Samyujya Sange Bhagavata Tati Bhakti Pada Chita On the fourth translation, in fixing his mind on the eternal form of the Lord, the yogi should not take a collective view of all his limbs, but should fix the mind on each individual limb of the Lord.
Tasmin labdha padam chityam sarva avayava samasthitam vilakshaikatra samyujyat ange bhagavato muni. So, as we have explained many times, that this achyamukti, the resting class of man, they cannot understand. Achyamukti. They think that they are worshipping idol. Even among the Hindus, there are so-called followers of Vedas. They also say that what is the necessity of worshipping deity in the temple. They made very vigorous propaganda in India to stop temple worship. For a short time, it has got some reaction, but now it is finished. That this rascal propaganda not to worship the deity in the temple is finished. Nobody cares for it. They think that God is everywhere except in the temple. That's what they mean. And God is everywhere, why not in the temple? No, that is your poor fund of knowledge, you cannot account. God is everywhere, but not in the temple. This is your intelligence. That's it. So, we have to follow that for acharya. Acharyavan purusha vidha. One who has accepted acharya. One who knows the shastra and practically behaves according to the regulation of shastra. He is called acharya. Acharyati shastra. So, all the acharyas in India, there are many thousands and thousands of temples, very, very big temples, especially in South India. Some of them we have seen. Each temple is like a big fort. So, all these temples were established by the acharyas. Not that the people hindically established. No. Still, there is very prominent temple, Balaji temple, Tirupati, Tirumala. People are going and the daily collection is more than 1 lakh of me. Still, although they have been propagated so vigorously not to visit temples, people, that is the birthright in India, they are automatically Krishna conscious. Automatically. Therefore, all the demigods, they also desire to take birth in India. Automatically. So the temple worship is essential. For those who are against temple worship, deity worship, they are not very intelligent, foolish, murha, again, the same word, ravang, duskitinam murha, prapadante, naragama, maya, apuritagjana, asuri, bhavama, maya, apuritagjana. They are talking very big, big words, that God is everywhere, but they are forbidding temples. Apahitamjana, the knowledge is imperfect. A common man can say, if God is everywhere, why not in the temple? And if you have to worship God, why not in His original form? The original form, Krishna, when He was present, the original form, so many people have seen, they have got paintings, and it is confirmed in the Shastras, in the Brahma Sanghita. Vinum kannantam aravinda dalaya tapsam barahavatam samasitam mudasundaram. Krishna is described in the Brahma Sanghita from so millions of years ago, described by Lord Brahma, that vinum kannantam aravinda dalaya tapsam. He is always playing his flute, Venu. Venu means flute. Kannantam. And eyes are like the petals of lotus flower. Venu kannantam aravinda galayatharsam varahavatamsa. And on the head he has got the plume of peacock feather. And this is the description is there in the Shastra. And when Krishna came, let him, why we disturb, let him do this. Buddha. So, Shastra says Krishna is like this. And when Krishna appeared on this planet, the exactly the same description was there in his form. So we have to accept the form of the Lord as confirmed in the Shastra and as confirmed by the Acharya, then it is perfect. Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakko Vinite Kuriya Uitko. We have to understand something very rigidly by three things. It must be confirmed by the Shastra and it must be confirmed by the Acharyas and by the spiritual master. Very simple thing. We have the description of Krishna in the Shastra, Brahma Sanghita. The Sita is given by Lord Brahma. And this Brahma Sanghita was collected from South India in handwriting by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he delivered to his devotee. So the sadhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, still he explains the part of the sadhu. Sadhu and Shastra Brahma Sanghita. And because we have received from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we are delivering to our disciples. Here is Krishna's form. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. That's my system. When you connect them. Not that physically Krishna Brahma comes and becomes God by concoction. We cannot accept. It must be confirmed by why do bother? Let them. No. As he has said. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. This is the way. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructing Sanatana Goswami in various subject matter, and he also described the incarnation in Kali Yuga from Shastra, that Krishna Varnam Sisha Krishnam Sangapanga Sapatalam Jagdai Santi Chanai Pravi Jayanti Hishne. He quoted from Bhagavatam. This is the incarnation of Kali Yuga. He is himself Jagdai Santi Chanai Pravi. Sata Sanatana Goswami was Prime Minister, very intelligent man. So he had inquired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that how we can accept the avatar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, from the heart. And Sanatana Goswami got it confirmed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, he stopped of course when he inquired, he said, I accept this personality, he is now teaching Sankirtan movement and along with his associate, he is the Supreme Lord. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, let us go on further, we don't. So, this is the way, not musically accept any rascal as avatar. No, that is not the term. And any rascal as God. These rascals have killed the whole human society to become atheist. You should be very, very careful of these rascals. As soon as somebody says that I am God, you shall immediately take him as dog, not God. So, God is not so cheap. In the Brahma Sangita, the description of God, Krishna is given, and it is said that, Jasaitan is sasitakalam athavalamba, jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha, Vishnu mahana sahiya jasra kalavishuto, Govinda madhipuritam samaham bhaja. Govinda, jadipuru, his plenary representation is Mahavishnu. And what is the description of Mahavishnu? Jasa eka nishasita kalama thavalamba. From one excelling of the breed, there, jasa eka nishasita kalama thavalamba. All these innumerable universes. We are seeing, we are in one universe. There are many millions of universes that we cannot see. We are within this universe, compact. We can see it is packed up, just as a ball. But there are many such. So all these different universes controlled by one Lord Brahma, they are coming during the excellent period of Mahavishnu's breathing. That is God. Who can imagine it? Yaksai kanishasita kalama thavalamma jivanti loma vilaja jagadantana. Universe is coming from the It is called whole, here, pores. Pores of the body from breathing in this way. Then just imagine how many pores are there in the Mahavishnu's body and how many universes are coming. And this is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Asama bahunai tena, kinya tena tavajna. Vishtabhya idam kishtam ekansuna sthitu jagat. This material manifestation is one-fourth part of my energy. So many innumerable. And this is the plenary portion of God, Govinda. Not full, but plenary. One part of it. And do you think God is so cheap, anyone can become God? You don't take so cheaply. Because here is a God, in time, here is a God. It's all bogus. Immediately rejected. Sadhu Shastra. So, this Atyavigraha, which you are worshipping, it is recommended by Sadhu, by Acharya, by Shastra. It is not poetic imagination. Don't think that Krishna's form has been carved by the sculptor, by some poetic images. No. Sadhu Shastra Guruva. It is confirmed by Sadhu, by Shastra, by Acharya. So why? To give us facility. Give us facility. We cannot see God by this blunt materialistic eyes. Materialistic eyes means everything we think in the with reference to our sense gratification. That is materialistic. Everything belongs to God that we cannot believe, neither we have got the power to understand it. Krishna says, God says, Sarvalokamaheshwaram, everything belongs to me. Still we are fighting, no, this Africa is mine, this America is mine, or this India is mine. Just simplified on this misconcept. It is clearly said, and it is a fact, how is this land becomes yours? It does not belong to you. You have come for the time being, for say 50 years, 100 years, but the land is lying for millions and millions of years. So, before your coming, the land was there, and after your going away, the land will be there. How it becomes yours? But they have no common sense, these rascals. They have no common sense. That's right, nationalists. Therefore, they are described as gopher animals, cows and asses. Dasyāpa buddhi kunapi siddhātupi sadhik kalatrā disu bhomaijyadhi. Bhomaijyadhi, this is nationalism. Worshipping the land of birth. This is called nationalism. So everyone is becoming very great personality by bhomaijyadhi. The land in which he has taken birth is worshipped. Not this deity. Deity is impersonal, but the land is personal. This is the answer. Therefore, Shastra is saying, the sthāpa buddhi kunapi siddhātu. The mistake begins from this misunderstanding that I am this body. Therefore, all other mistakes, what are those? The sthāpa buddhi kunapi siddhātu. Sadhik kalatrādi. Family. My wife, this is my wife, this is my children, this is my father, this is my mother, we are in a family. So they are my feet and king. Others, they are all my enemies. So this crippled thought, Dasnatavuddhi kunapiti dhat savittalutradishu. Because they have no knowledge that nobody is my father, nobody is my mother, I am nobody's son. We are simply assembled together under certain conditions. Just like some straws gathered together by the waves of the river. And again by the same river, it is tossed here and there and then straws remain so on. So we can study our history of life that some was born in India, some was born in America, some was born in Africa, Canada. So we have come together. There was no idea that we shall have to give up our family relationship and come into the society of Krishna consciousness. So similarly, we mix together, intermingle, by chance, not by chance, by the arrangement of the Supreme, by Providence. Parmanādeva-netrena. So we play the part of the son, the father, the wife, the children, but it is exactly the same, the straw gathering by the waves of the river. So, that's like sometimes in a foreign country we make some relationship, brother, father, but that is not actual. The fact, the real father is Krishna. Sarvajoni sukanti or sambhamanti mutha. This is understand. So, we have to return to that understanding. Therefore, it is advised how to make our relationship stronger with Krishna. That is recommended here. Tasmin labdhamadam chittam sarva avayavam samsthitam. Don't think that Krishna or God has no head, no tail. No. Sarva avayavam samasthitam. Virat mukti. That immediately says in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But his avayava, different parts of the body, they are different from our, this material, at the present moment, the material conception. That is different. We can pick up our food stuff by this hand. This hand is not just like Krishna's hand. Krishna's hand appears to be non-moving. I think my hand is moving. But Krishna is so powerful that even he has got so-called statue hand, a metal hand, or a stone hand, he can capture food, which love. That you have to understand. When Krishna is described as he has no hand, that means he has no that limited hand as he has no. He has got, he appears before us just like a stone idol or statue, but he has got all the capacity of the limbs of the body, sarva-avayava. He has kindly appeared before us so that we can see. Here it is recommended. The samjujyat angi. You have to see each and every part of the body, limb of Krishna. That is meditation. This apcha-vigraha, by offering worship to the deity, to see the lotus feet is there, the ankle is there, the mass in the soul is there, everything is there. So each and every part you study and understand Krishna is here. Krishna is here. This is meditation. It is not that the rational theory that God is everywhere except in the temple. No, it is not like that. He is everywhere Now he has appeared in this temple specifically to show his mercy, how he can study very analytically. Here he sees his hand, he sees his mark in this symptoms, his hand is like this, his fruit is like this, his hair is like this, eyes are study everything, finally. Then that is meditation, and this will help you to think of Krishna constantly, and that is the trance, samadhi, practice. It is not to be imagined. The Maharajis, they think that it is imagination. No, it is not imagination. It is confirmed by the Shastra, Sadhu Shastra Guru. So, don't be misled by the Maharajis, as we have got our acharyas, they are instructing, as Bhagavata is instructing, Bhagavad Gita is instructing. We have to follow, and if we cannot follow, then we should see the acharyas, how they are doing. Mahajana Dhina Gatasya Pantha. In this way, we have to make our life perfect. Thank you. On this subject matter, not bring the whole list of questions. They're missing the opportunity. That is their misfortune. They do not take advantage of the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. They're taking the technology. What can you do?
Her question was of the demigods. That you said that they wanted to take their birth in India. But is not the Vedic culture in the heavenly planets?
By past activities, they go to the heavenly planet, but they find their inconvenience in God consciousness. Therefore, they desire that by our past activities, we have come to this higher planetary system, and as soon as our reaction or the resultant action of past activities will be finished, we shall have to go again to the material of this bulo. So, if remaining little balance of our past activity, instead of going anywhere, let us take birth in English. The desire, that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Janmavi more ishtha yogi svahar. Kito janma ho. Dasa svahar, like that. He is saying, my Lord, I do not know whether I am sufficiently fit to go back to home to work to Godhead, but my only prayer is that if you think that I have to take birth again, so kindly give me this opportunity that I may take birth in a place. Kito janma ho jatha dasa. Let me become an insignificant ant in the house of a devotee, if I am going to take birth at all. So give me this confession that let me take birth as an ant in the house of the devotee. So Bhargava, the devotas, the demigods desire to take birth in India because here is the opportunity. It's still so much broken. You find, you have seen that when you hold this Hare Krishna festival, 20,000, 50,000 come. Automatically. You will find never in any other country. Still in India you will find that. Why? Because they are taking birth in India, the facility is there. So it is very unfortunate that Indians are trying to forget Krishna. Very unfortunate. Kripana. If you have got money, if you don't utilize it properly, that is your misfortune. Similarly, in India, those who have taken birth, they have got their opportunity. Bhagavad Gita spoken in India, but they are elected. They are elected. This is your misfortune.
Is it sometimes more appropriate to worship Akshimurti or Sri Sri Gaurikai than Sri Sri Radha and Krishna?
That will be recommended to you by your spiritual master according to your position. There is no stereotype idea. That you have to take instruction from your spiritual master. Or you have to do according to the instruction of Krishna. That is.
We chant japa in front of the deity. Does that correspond to this verse of meditating on the Lord limb by limb?
Can see love, level, that anyone can see? All right, chant.
Okay.